I got a letter from the sunny south, from my girl in Tennessee. She said she loved me like she used to do, and was waiting there for me. Oh, I answered up her letter, though I am far away. Oh, when the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'll be coming home to stay. I left her standing by the railroad track. I said, honey, wait for me. I'm gonna make a lot of money up north, and it's me for old Tennessee. Oh, I'm saving up my money to buy a little cabin home for two.
Thank you all very much, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. Actually, you couldn't go anywhere because it was raining. If you'll stay now, that's the trick, I guess. So we'll try and do the best we can to entertain you until something better gets out here. The old boy playing the dobro on the far end of the stage is into his third year with us now, and he does a wonderful job playing the dobro. He's a great singer. Well, no, he's a good singer. He's not a great singer. He's a great dobro player, and he's a sort of kind of singer. Anyway, actually, he's not really decent. He's going to play a tune for you on the dobro right now that whatever he plays, I'm sure you've heard it before. He's got a couple of albums out on his own. He's got a new one out just recently. He's a man of many names, one including the Grateful Red,
Red Lobster,
Red Onion, Rootin', Tootin', Shootin', Nine-Toed Wootin', where he shot his toe off one time. I went for a quarter and he shot his toe off. But most recently, he's from Franklin to North Carolina. That's Whistlin' Walt Wootin'. Give him a nice hand.